Abahit, to the Torah guy. I could spot you 2.3 billion. That's 6 really long days? He launched into an explanation about how small the universe had been back then. The other arguer stared at him with an expression like a spaniel trying to stay awake. The black man broke off a little piece, rolled it into a ball, and sniffed it. He nodded and handed the bag back. Thanks. The changeling lit a wooden match and held it up for him. He breathed the smoke in deeply and held it. After a minute, he exhaled slowly and nodded satisfaction. So, what are you after? What? You don't believe in spontaneous acts of sharing? You aren't fucked up enough to be spontaneous with Gold Seal. That's a good observation. So you want something, but it's not drugs. Must be sex or money. He shook his big head slowly back and forth. Don't have either. There is one other thing. The changeling stood up, feigning difficulty. Talk outside? He nodded, but stayed put. He held up one finger and stared at it. Oh, and I can't kill anybody. Don't want to go through that again. The two chronologists looked up at that, faces masks. Nothing like that. Come on. The man got up and walked with exaggerated care, perhaps more stoned than he looked or sounded. The changeling told their host they'd be right back. Some animals scampered away when the door opened. Otherwise, the dark forest was silent except for water dripping. This is the score. I have to be on the plane to America tomorrow, but I don't have a ticket or a passport. The man squinted at him in the faint light from the shaded windows. Okay. So, do you have a passport? Course, but no way you could pass for me. That's not a problem. I've done this before. But then I'm stuck here. What do I do about that? Nothing to it. I'll mail it back to you overnight from L.A. But you don't have to trust me. If you don't get it, wait a few days and then you go to the embassy and report it lost. They'll check you out and issue a temporary. You can replace it when you get back to the States. I'd have to think about it. How much? $5,000 up front, plus the cost of a ticket. They probably just have first class open. That'll be $1,000. But I'll give you $5,000 more if I get to L.A. with no problem. Send it in a package with your passport. For that part, I just have to trust you. A total stranger I met in a hash house. Think of it as my insurance policy. It's not in my interest to have you report your passport stolen. He was lost in thought, sorting that out. The changeling took the opportunity to stare into his dark, dilated eyes and duplicate his retinal pattern, in case. You throw in 2 bags of Gold Seal and you've got a deal. They shook on it, the changeling getting his fingerprints in the process. Then it wrote down an address for the cash and passport return. It had him wait on the doorstep and went back in to score the hash. The man said $400 and stayed with it. No deeper discounts unless you want a lot more. 10 bags would only be $1,500. The changeling declined and left with the 2. His partner in crime wanted them right away, but the changeling said no, not until it had the ticket in hand. They crunched down the driveway to the rusty Toyota. The young prostitute had reclined in the driver's seat and was deeply asleep, snoring softly. The changeling gently transferred her to the back seat and took the keys from her pocket. The black man also slept while the changeling drove back into town. It wanted to avoid Beach Road and downtown. The police probably would recognize the car and might wonder why he was driving it. It didn't know the back roads, and so proceeded by dead reckoning, bearing roughly west and south until it came to Fugale'i Street, which it knew would have the Maketi Fau, Central Market, on the right and nothing but swamp on the left. Then it hit the beach at the flea market on the edge of town and turned onto the airport road. It was a half hour of slow driving, the changeling easy on the speed bumps to keep its crew asleep. The airport was brightly lit, and there were lots of cars and cabs waiting. The airplane that it would take out tomorrow would be landing in about an hour. It remembered that, the late hour notwithstanding, the ticket office had been open when it had arrived the month before. The black man rubbed his eyes and yawned, no room to stretch.